Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. But first, strap on your spurs and your chaps. Not you, Senator Craig. I'm talking to the panelists because it's time for another round of Wait, Wait, On the Trail.
Yee-haw! You better round up those doggies out there.
Yes, everybody, round them up. Roxanne, the Log Cabin Republicans, a group of gay Republicans, are opposed to Mitt Romney. He has positioned himself as a strong opponent of gay marriage. So in order to block his road to the White House, they've gone and done what?
You know this?
No, but I thought of what the funniest answer would be. And it might be right, but I don't know.
Is there a hint?
It was sort of reverse psychology.
So they don't like him.
They don't like him. He doesn't like them.
Doesn't like them. So they've endorsed him.
Exactly right. What they did was...
Very funny.
It's even more insidious. They created an ad praising him. The ad is now running in Iowa, and it's supposedly for Romney. It's got the whole positive ad, the stirring music. We're going to make you love this guy approach. Listen, here it is.
For years, he's fought conservatives and religious extremists. Mitt Romney.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
That's great.
Now, of course, who votes in the Iowa Republican primary? Religious conservatives who want to ban abortion. The Romney campaign has attacked the Log Cabin Republicans, calling them a, quote, national gay rights group. They also attacked... They also attacked the Mitt Romney of 1994, who is constantly quoted in the ad, as you heard. They said that the 1994 Romney was, in fact, a leftist activist devoted to destroying the candidacy of the 2007 Romney.
Wow.
And as soon as they can get the time machine going, we will hear no more from him. Adam, according to a new study, dogs and cats may have some new competition. Researchers at Georgia Tech have discovered that some people have become strangely attached to what?
Ferrets.
No.
Bulldogs.
No, it's hard to guess, but I'll give you a hint. Some owners like to give them little treats of dust balls.
Roombies? Vacuum cleaners?
Little Roombas.
Yeah.
The new pet. Roombas. Little robot vacuum cleaner. Researcher Becky Grinter decided to do the study after she found online pictures of people dressing up their disc-shaped, self-propelled Roombas.
Oh, that is
vacuum
sad.
Cleaners, yeah.
That is very
Grinter
sad.
Said, quote, this sort of notion that someone would dress a vacuum cleaner seemed strange, but a lot more was going on. She soon discovered that Roomba owners were also naming their Roombas, traveling with them, and in one case, introducing them to their parents. Some of them pre-clean the room.
So
to make the Roomba's job easier.
Yeah.